This is Catherine McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Test. This is rock and roll. Time to rocket from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early.
And joining us as he kind of heads down the road of life is the one and only All Marine Radio head chef, Kim Holmes. Kim, what's going on?
Well, it's a beautiful day, and I just crossed out of North Dakota. I'm in Minnesota today. Heads down to Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, to see our other friend Bob and hang out with him this weekend. Have a good time, and looking forward to doing the show today.
Well, I have to admonish you, and I'm sure I'm going to echo Beth's advice to you. Do not overtrain. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes. All right,
Kim.
I won't overtrain.
Kim tends to get around Bob, and he loses his mind. And then he acts irresponsibly, then he comes home and he doesn't feel good, and then Beth gets mad at him. Is that right or wrong?
That's pretty much exactly right. and what did she say this morning? You behave now. Don't overtrain.
And that is awesome. That is awesome. So, yeah, Kim and Bob have been friends for a long time, and so anyway, Bob's a good dude. In fact, the reason Kim wound up in North Dakota is because of Bob. And so anyway, and tell Bob I'm mad at him, man. He never calls me when he's out here, so like I'm not happy with him.
Well, he shouldn't be because he didn't leave take care of his twin sister, Becky, a little business maker. So he stayed close to home. He wasn't happy about being so close. He would have preferred to be in California where you are.
I have a cooking question for you, and it involves sautéing things, okay? Now, I don't even know if that's the right word. So when I make the concoction that is my mother's pork chop recipe, which is lightly brown the pork chops and then allow them to simmer for I don't even know how long that they should simmer in a combination of cream mushroom soup and condensed milk. And between the juices from the cream and mushroom soup and the condensed milk, along the juices of pork chop combined with that gravy, it is off the hook delicious. My buddy, the F-18 guy, he just made that for his kids. And he threw some fresh mushrooms in it and a couple of fresh onions, a little bit of fresh onion. And he said it was unbelievable. But here's my question. How do I know, should I use a digital thermometer inside the pork so that I don't overcook the pork? And could you, so that's question number one. Question number two is, I have a tendency to probably overcook the pork. Now, I thought that when I sauteed it, cooking it at a low temperature in a gravy that what I normally get out of a crock pot at low temperature is very, is like fall off the bone tender. Why would meat, what am I doing wrong if it's not fall off the bone tender? So,
you're not cooking it long enough.
I'm not cooking it long enough?
Pork, when you put something in a crock pot,
right,
it's in there for 4 to 6 hours, correct?
Right.
Well, the same thing, but that's at a low, low temperature. So if you're cooking something on top of the stove, you turn the heat up a little bit and cook it for maybe an hour to an hour and a half.
Right.
And the juices and the mushrooms, and you'll get the same result. You just have to dial it up a little bit when you're cooking it on top of the stove.
Dial it up? Wouldn't that cook it more? I want it tenderer, not.
You turn the heat up is what I'm saying.
Yeah. But if I turn the heat up, isn't that going to cook it more?
Well, you don't turn it up to high.
No.
You turn it from low to medium. That's all.
And that's going to make that's going to make it more tender?
If you cook it for about an hour, yes, hour and a half.
Whoa. That's like.
And then you take a fork, stick it in the fork, and see how it wiggles and connects to the bone. And you can tell exactly whether it's tender as you want it or not.
Wow. See, now that seems like the complete opposite. What I thought you were going to say is, okay, Mac, you're probably browning it a little bit too much. Because it's going to cook in the sauté for the hour. So you really don't need other than to brown it just lightly, if at all. Because the pork will cook in the sauté, yes?
Yes, it will. But your pork chops, are you dusting it in flour?
No.
Before you throw it? No.
No.
You just put olive oil and,
yes,
on the chop with salt and pepper, and then you should, if that's the case, Matt, you should have high heat to brown, because you want to get that crust on there. So you sear them, and you do it quickly. And then, if you're going to do fresh onions and mushrooms, then you pull the pork chops out, throw those onions and mushrooms, saute them a little bit. Then you pour the liquid in, and you turn the heat in down to low, and put the pork chops in, and put a lid on it, and simmer it for an hour.
Okay, so...
That's what I would do.
Okay, so I'm probably screwing it up by not... I'm probably cooking too much when I should be searing, yes?
Yes.
So, and when I'm searing, that's going to be very quick.
Yes. It's going to be probably, it depends, say your pork chops are an inch thick.
They're not. They're not, just for the sake of accuracy, and I'm being very selfish here, so deal with it. But they're probably a half inch to, maybe these ones last time I went and got them at the butcher shop, because I've learned from you that, hey, if you want a better meal, you should start with better ingredients. So I did that, and they were better. Okay. But they would probably be at most, 3/4 of an inch thick.
Well, most of them are a half, 3/4 of an inch, which is perfect, actually. But you still want to sear them hot for about a minute aside. Then you pull them out, you throw your mushrooms and onions in, you stir those, you get those caramelized a little bit, and soak up some of the pork juice, and then you throw in the your mushroom soup, the condensed milk, you stir that, get that going, and put your chops back in, put a lid on top of it, and turn it down to simmer. As soon as you're done, as soon as you add the liquid, you turn it down to simmer, put the chops in, and put a lid on it, and go away for an hour. Have
okay.
a glass of wine.
Okay, but that's going to be on low heat, yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So by searing, I'm only going to get the outside. The inside's still going to be mostly raw, and then
raw.
Right. And then the hour is going to cook that, but it's still going to be tender and moist. Okay. Now let me ask you this: how about if I did another experiment where I did the same concoction in a crock pot? Would you think that would be a good thing for me to do?
Yes, of course, but you don't need to sear.
Right, no sear. Right.
Just throw all the stuff in the crock pot, set the temperature or the time limit, 4 hours. It'll tell you about how long to cook it. But you cook it probably on medium. My guess is medium for about 4 hours. It's just everything in one pot, and it should be fall off the bone too.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna have to try that. I'm gonna try that this weekend because it is a favorite meal, and I've got to tweak it a little bit so I make it taste better because it's one of Kathleen's best ones, and so I'll probably do that and then add the mushrooms and a little bit of onion to that.
Yes.
and see how that tastes. Okay. All right. Do you have a
favorite? Yeah, and those mushrooms and onions will be beautiful. They throw them all in raw, everything raw in the crock pot, and they'll come up really nice.
Let me ask you an onion question. So my mouth knows the taste that is supposed to come out of this, right? How much onion overpowers another, changes? I mean, because it's going to change the flavor, yes?
Well, are you using a yellow onion?
Well, I don't know. I probably use
a red onion. I recommend a yellow onion. About a medium-sized onion, about the size of a baseball, and by the time you peel it, you cut it in half, and like half circles, that should be a perfect amount of onions.
Okay. Hey, so, all right. So, begin. The art of the onion is enough to season, not enough to overpower. Yay?
Yeah, you want it to enhance with the pork and the mushrooms and the cream of mushroom soup and the condensed milk and your salt and pepper. That's how you want to work it.
I've got an email. Mac, I'm a crock pot girl. Does the chef have a crock pot favorite dish that I might avail myself of? You have a favorite crock pot? Are you a crock pot guy?
Yeah, we have two of them.
I don't have one.
When we're having a bunch of people, one for mashed potatoes and the other for the roast. But my favorite meal is you buy about, can buy a pork shoulder or a big thick chuck steak. It can be a couple inches thick, has a bone end, doesn't matter. And you plop it in there. Put some liquid in there. And it could be water or consomme, a can of consomme. works real well. And carrots and onions. And if you're not doing mashed potatoes, then you do throw in potatoes. I personally like the little cube potatoes, the small round ones, and I leave the skins on because I like the skins of potatoes.
That's pretty butch, huh, leaving the skins on?
I pretty much love potatoes that way. When I have my breakfast restaurant for down the lunch, I took the new potatoes, or it didn't matter, red potatoes, I think, and I steamed them the night before I cooked them. I mean, I steam them and then put them in the refrigerator to let them sit cool. And then the skins were on them. And then the next day, I would dice them up, cube them up, and about 1 inch pieces. And then saute them on the grill with clarified butter, salt, and pepper. And then about halfway through the grilling process, I'd add onions and some paprika. And then just when I finish them, a little more clarified butter and some parsley. And I push them off to the cool side of the grill. And, but, yeah, skins are good. Vitamins in there. You know, some people don't like it. It grosses them out. So you peel. It's no big deal. You can go either way.
Right. Email, why does the chef sound like he's in a fishbowl? The chef is driving today to Walker, Minnesota to see his other hetero life partner. And so, and just so everybody knows, I mean, the audio difference between Skype and a cell phone is pretty dramatic. Skype, and some of the other audio, messaging platforms have really, really, you know, they're voice over IP so that your voice goes to the internet. If you have a good internet connection, pretty amazing. And so that's why you're hearing the difference in audio today. Go ahead.
My apologies, everyone. I am in my little Honda fishbowl, driving down the highway of life on Bluetooth on my cell phone and my speakers in my car.
Well, that's it. That's
so my apologies, everyone.
That's the way you're supposed to do it. No, actually, I mean, since I shortened the program, I did not tell you because the last couple weeks we've recorded it. So I don't start now till 8 o'clock, which is normally when you used to come on. And, so that means you got pushed back an hour, but I failed to tell you that. And so we reconcile it today with, a little bit of, cell phone audio, which honestly, I don't do that much anymore. I used to do it all the time with most of the people that came on the program. And now I rarely do it. Most everybody comes on via the wonders of, voice over IP technology. So the audio is much better. So anyway, here's another.
I much prefer skipping too. My apologies. And a quick shout out to my niece in New Orleans, Nora, and my sister in Annapolis, Casey.
Hey, well, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Don't you do Skype from your cell phone though, right?
Yeah.
All right. So why don't I call you on Skype on your cell phone and we'll see how much difference there is.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to hang up. I'll call you back. We'll do a test. If it doesn't...
It still does Bluetooth, doesn't it?
Yeah, baby. Hold on. We're going to go take a leap into the next generation. So hold on. There's a 75% chance that this goes completely awry. All right. So with that in mind, we will... Kim Holmes. There he is.
Hello,
can you hear me now?
You can hear me now.
You know what? It is better. It's better audio.
Is it? Yeah. It's very nice.
All right.
I like that.
All right. There you have it. Skype in action here on a...
Yes, sir, Rebob.
Like, give us a weather update. We've been following the horrible weather in North Dakota for the last couple months. So has it gotten better, or are you getting snow again?
Oh, well, you know how weather people are around here. It was 70 yesterday. It's a high of 50 today. Beautiful, you know, broken up clouds, but lots of sunshine. And then it's going to be a little colder tomorrow. And then it's supposed to snow Sunday night and rain Sunday night, just on and off a little bit. And then enough of that shit. And then we start going up again. The elevator starts going up again. So, it's North Dakota weather. It's just what you expect.
All right, but
but
the sun is out and things are good.
I have to drive with my sunglasses on. I tell you what, it's a beautiful thing. It's been so damn cloudy this winter that I love it.
Absolutely love it. Well, here's another cooking question. Matt, can we go back to the sautéing and the crock pot? I have wrestled with the same issue in the past because I love crock pot stuff and I love gravy. My mother made so many things with gravy and I am addicted to gravy. I appreciate your question this morning, and I'm a huge fan of pork chops, and so I will try your mother's dish, but it sounds to me like you overcook the pork, and then even though you slow cook it, it can't overcome that. Really? All right. And so what is it going to be? Just like, let's bust on Mac today? I think Kim's right, though. I don't properly sear the meat. That's what I think the issue is.
Yes, you seared it at too low a temperature.
Right.
When you got to flash sear it.
Right.
You got to blast it, but not for long. And then, like we said earlier on the show, and then you turn it down, and you have to put a lid on it because that lid creates the moisture. And tenderizes the meat. So that's my recommendation. But if you want to do a crock pot, everybody should have a crock pot cookbook. They all come with the crock pot. And then you just go exactly according to those instructions.
All right, here's another question. Mac, I'm curious what the chef thinks. Does he think that your mother's dish would taste better if it was in a crock pot or the way your mother did it? And I assume that crock pots were not available to your mother when she started this recipe. That's an interesting question. Do you think it would be a better dish? A better dish? In a crock pot?
No. I think the way your mother does it, done properly, and I bet you dollars to donuts that she seared it and then put all the stuff in and then put the lid on and had a martini or a glass of wine. And did her June Cleaver with getting her apron and waiting for your father. But you know, crock pots are pretty spectacular. They make some amazing meals. And I like the convenience of it because you could, you know, if you're going to work, you throw everything out a great meal. And the cookbooks are pretty foolproof for crockpots. You know, or magazine articles. I'm like your mom. I'm an on top of the stove guy. But for roasts and things, we throw them in crockpots.
Yeah, so that's why I'm curious to taste the difference. And if it's fall off the bone tender out of the crock pot, which I think it will be, then yeah, I will upgrade Corporal Punishment Kathleen's cooking recipe. Now let me just tell you the way Kathleen rolled. She had a bottle of Twist Off Gallo Vin Rosé in kind of the pot belly bottle under the sink. I think it was under the sink, or it might have been in the cupboard, but I remember it being under the sink for some reason. I'm not sure. Maybe it was, and so that's where she kept, it might have been in the fridge, I can't remember, but it was a green bottle with a twist-off cap, and drinking Gallo Vin Rosé and smoking her Parliaments as she worked her magic in the kitchen. That was my mom.
Yes, that was my mom, except I don't think she drank wine. I think she drank martinis, to be quite honest with you.
And they, you know what, Kim, but they drank them every night, too. It's not like they drank, right?
Well, it was just not once a week thing.
It was none of that bullshit. It was it was like the way that adults did it, right? You came home from work, you had a drink, right? And then you had wine with dinner, and then you maybe had a cup of coffee before you went to bed.
And did you have a set dinner time? Ours was 6 o'clock.
No, we did not. We did not roll like that. Kathleen was a little bit flexible.
Oh, well, my mom wasn't.
She wasn't?
No, Dad came home between 5:30, 5:45. Dinner was on the table at 6 o'clock.
Wow.
And if we weren't at the table at 6, we didn't eat.
You know what?
No, I didn't miss anything.
That was a day of, that's a bygone day, right? That is a bygone day.
It is. I'm talking in the 50s.
Right, right.
60s.
Right. Here's another email. Is there a preferred brand of crock pot? Mine boils everything on low, cooks things way too hot.
They have some crock pots out that you'll have to go to Bed Bath & Beyond or your favorite hardware store, Ace, and check them out because they have some exceptionally versatile crock pots that do a myriad of things. So just, you know, I'm not an expert. But I saw one at Bed Bath & Beyond the other day that I thought, geez, this is pretty spectacular. It's almost a day. You don't need an oven anymore or a stove.
Right.
Have these poster ovens.
Okay, so it, do you know the name of that specific brand that you're talking about?
It's not a Cuisinart, I don't think. It's some kind of French name. Bed Bath & Beyond has the best selection of crock pots I've ever seen. And also, for shoppers, folks, if you can get your hand on a 20% coupon, which they give out all the time, if you ever buy something from there, they keep sending you these. And so whatever you buy, you get 20% off. It's pretty cool.
Okay, but the bottom line is a crock pot should not be boiling anything at low temperature, right?
No, it's something's wrong with it. You shouldn't, low temperature just means, should mean just that. That's why you have a crock pot, just throw it on low or medium, and walk away for the day. Come home at night and serve a spectacular meal.
Right. That makes sense. So go to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and ask a few questions. Ask and see if they have if somebody can, what's their highest rated crock pot? Because
yes.
Even I'm not a crock pot person, but I know that that ain't right.
No, I'm not. My wife knows more about it than I do. But I sure like it. And I like when she cooks. And when we discovered doing our mashed potatoes in the crock pot, that was a new world for me.
Do you have a favorite recipe that comes out of a crock pot?
Just that one I was talking about with the pot roast.
Oh, that's right. All right, my bad. Let me just tell you, to me, the things that come out of the crock pots, because they tend to have gravy involved in them and whatnot, oh my God.
Yeah.
They're, and because the whatever you put in there, whether it's fish, chicken, poultry, which essentially is the same thing as chicken, or pork, which is what I meant to say, it always is fall off the bone delicious. And it's been simmering in whatever you put it in, and I'm a huge fan, and that's why I think my mom's recipe actually would be better done in a crock pot than it would be on the stove. That's my assessment today. We'll have to experiment.
And I have a question for crock pot users out there that I would like to know, and when I get home, I'm going to ask my wife, because she will know. Flouring something before you put it in the crock pot, and that flour, if it's cooking all day, should thicken that gravy, and it should be spectacular, nice gravy. But whether it you dredge your meat or pork in flour or Wondra. I personally use Wondra. That's that real fine and rich flour. Comes in a blue container. Pillsbury makes it, I think. It's called Wondra. W-O-N-D-R-A. And that I use at the restaurant for thickening things.
Yeah, he used it, and that's what I use for my turkey gravy, don't you know?
Yes, so good. Great.
Yeah, that was my instruction. That was my instruction. So,
yes.
Here's another cooking question. Mac, on the subject of crock pots, is there anything that the chef stays away from in crock pots? So, things that you...
Yeah, cheap crock pots.
Crock pots that boil your stuff. Is there any dish, though, that you say, no, I'd rather do this kind of dish instead of in a crock pot, I'd rather do it here?
Yeah. Well, your mom, I can't wait for you to do your mom's recipe in the crock pot, because that would be great if that works beautifully, and you get fall off the bone stuff, pork. It just has to have a good lid that can fasten with the clamps come up that are attached to the body of the crock pot, and then hold the lid on, so it doesn't blow the lid off, and you want the inside to be able to take out and wash it. Those are the only two things I think I answered your question to.
Well, it was kind of, is there anything you wouldn't put in a crock pot?
I probably wouldn't put fish in the crock pot.
Hmm.
You wouldn't? No, I'd saute that.
Why not? anything you can do in a pan, I think you could do better in a crock pot. That's just me. That's my experience.
Well, I can't imagine putting shrimp or salmon in a crock pot and cooking it for 3 hours.
Well, maybe you maybe you should talk to Miss B.
That was, I will.
And ask her what she thinks, because I'm, let me tell you, I have not had too many bad dishes that have come out of crock pots.
Well, I pretty much agree with you with beef, chicken, pork, veal, any buffalo. Buffalo, cooking a buffalo roast in a crock pot would be brilliant, because you need a long time to cook it slow and low, and then you have something that's very tender. And that's the whole point of crock pots, is you take inexpensive cuts of meat, and you can cook them for a long, long time, and it just tenderizes it, and it's just like butter. So, but that's just me.
All right, that's just you, just a lonely guy in town looking for a good time. The
looking for fresh fish, middle of America. I think if you put a piece of salmon and cooked it in the crock pot, you'd have a salmon soup.
I think it would just
break it down.
I think you're mistaken. I think it would just make it tender, and that salmon taste would. But Miss B will know for sure, and you need to do a little experiment with maybe a little bit of salmon, a little bit of shrimp, and then talk to us, because I bet you could turn that into something that tastes pretty good. That's just me. I could be wrong. Here's another email, Mac. I'm curious, since he mentioned it, could he give us his recipe for mashed potatoes in the crock pot?
No, I didn't. Well, you take your potatoes. My wife peels the potatoes. You dice them up, put them in the crock pot with a little bit of water. Or you can put them in there with milk. Turn the crock pot on and cook them for an hour or two. And when the potatoes are tender and mushy, then you mash them right in the container, and I add butter. Personally, I do heavy whipping cream with my mashed potatoes, and I do cream cheese and butter and garlic, if you want garlic. But you have to sauté the garlic, and I don't use raw garlic in my mashed potatoes unless you have one of those planes where you can take a head of garlic and you kind of grate it on a planer, and it just kind of juices it almost. Then that's okay. Otherwise, you should probably cook your, roast your garlic in the oven if you want, the whole cloves, then pop them out and mash them up. But the key for my mashed potatoes, white pepper, salt, cream cheese, whipping cream, and butter.
Wait, so what do you do different in the crock pot? You just throw that in the crock pot and let it go?
No. Just the liquid, the potatoes, and then when you're mashing it, then you add the butter and the cream cheese, salt and pepper to taste.
Okay.
Now you don't want to cook the cream cheese or put the butter in there when you start the roast.
Got it.
You want to finish. I mean, when you start the potatoes, you want to finish those spuds with room temperature cubed up cream cheese.
Got it. The all right. Oh, hold on. Another email. Hey, Mac, I'm curious. Is the chef actually going to conduct this experiment? Because I love both salmon and shrimp, and I, too, am a huge fan of the crock pot. But in defense of the chef, I don't know that I've had too many fish dishes come out of it. Most of the fish dishes I've seen come out of it are fish with more substance than salmon that tends to fall apart, as he just said, and something like shark, which tends to be a little bit more meaty in texture. Is he actually going to do this experiment? Because I would be interested in hearing the outcome of it. So are you actually going to do it, Kim, or are you just talking shit?
I'm not talking shit. I'm going to read about it first, and if it says I can do it, I'm going to experiment with salmon. I would probably use something like a halibut, a heartier fish. But I want to see if I can cook shrimp and salmon in a crock pot and not destroy it. I'm going to give it a shot for everybody.
All right, all right. Oh, but you have to read about it and get permission before you do it? What is that?
That means I have to... I want to research it because I do not think you can cook salmon in a crock pot. I'm not buying what you're selling. But I want to research it. And then if it says, of course you can't, dummy, then I will do the experiment and let you all know. For sure I want to try it, because I want to see if you can do it too.
Just remember, all right, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire, so don't show up next Friday saying, oh, I forgot.
I will. Okay. And if I need time.
No.
No.
Do the experiment, man. And don't. Oh, I got to ask for permission and do some research, and then maybe.
I'm not going to ask anybody's permission.
What kind of bullshit is that?
It's bullshit.
Thank you.
And I'm going to do it for everybody.
You're a hippie. Okay? You're a hippie, man. They don't respect any of those boundaries. They just do it.
Well, okay. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. All right. There you have it. There you have it. Do it.
There you go.
There you have it.
You'll listen next Friday. We're going to talk crockpot Sam. It's going to be fun.
No, but you know what? What's going to happen? You're going to say, you know what? Well, when we first did it, it wasn't so good. But then we did this and this and this, and we added this, and oh my God, do I have a recipe for you? And I'm going to probably come back and say, you know what? It tastes the pork chop recipe, Corporal Punishment, Kathleen's corporal, her pork chop recipe tastes way better. The pork chops are way more tender. Now, maybe she would stand there and watch me do it and go, okay, well, the first thing, Michael, is that you don't know how to cook, okay? So because you don't know how to cook, you had to break it down Barney style for yourself and go to the crock pot. But for me, because I'm a mistress chef who smokes parliaments and drinks Vin Rosé, at the same time, while I'm raising four kids and cooking your damn dinner, I can do this kind of shit. Got it? And I would say, yes, Mom. All right, but we're going to find out if the crock pot helps me, because I think it will. Because I love crock pot food. I love the seasonings and the blending and how tender it all is. Making myself hungry as I talk about it. All right. When you and Bob get together, you guys are both foodies. When you and Bob get together,
that's the first thing I'm going to ask you.
What is
up? Hi, Bob.
Do you guys have any special dishes that you prepare?
We just wing it. Usually, Bob has a lot of, he's a big walleye fisherman, and he loves sauteing walleye. And so, we eat a lot of fish down there. That's pretty much how we roll down there. And, once in a while, do a French toast in the morning, or just poached eggs. I love poached eggs. I've been eating a lot of. I'm allowed eggs once a week.
No,
and I usually eat those on Sunday. So.
Listen to you. You sound like an old timer. You and me and my eggs Benedict.
Yeah. Oh God. I had Eggs Benedict's last Sunday for Easter. Went to a brunch at Beth's nephew's house.
How was it?
And, my God, it was good. She gives me an English muffin split with three poached eggs.
Oh yeah.
I'm allowed four eggs a week. And three poached eggs. And then hollandaise sauce. Oh, my God. And then asparagus, fresh asparagus grilled outside. Oh, man, it's just magnificent. Absolutely magnificent.
All right. Now, I'm going to let you go because I've got some other stuff I got to do today, and you sound like you just arrived where you're headed, or you at least stopped the vehicle. So
I stopped to take a whiz. If everyone must know.
Well, thanks.
And I'm looking at a little lake, Oak Lake, and it's gorgeous here.
Mm.
But, yeah, and then it's been a great morning. Thank you, and I will talk to you early next week and start the process with the crockpot cooking lesson for myself.
Got it.
And let you know how it's going.
We have to. All right. So just so we both have tasks. I'm gonna get after mine tonight or tomorrow. I'm not gonna wait around for it. And I'm gonna do everything the same. I'm not even gonna add the mushrooms and the onions. Okay. I'm not gonna mess with it. I'm just gonna do the exact same thing. I'm gonna throw it in the crock pot. How long should I cook the pork for in the crock pot?
I would think at least. A couple of hours.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm gonna do.
Do you have a crock pot cookbook or a magazine?
No, I don't even have a crock pot. Come on, what are you kidding me?
You're gonna go buy a crock pot?
No, God no. I'll go borrow one from Susan.
Well then, she's got a cookbook. You look through it.
Oh. Why? You're a chef. You're my resource.
I don't know exactly how long you cook pork chops in a crock pot. I'm guessing.
I thought you were a chef. I thought you were a chef.
I was at one time, but we didn't have a line of crock pots in the restaurant.
Now you're just going stupid on me.
No, I'm not going stupid on you. I'm just trying to be accurate for you. And,
Mr. Accuracy. This is something.
I've got my lesson, Mac. You've got yours. Let's see how it rolls.
All right, there you have it. We're gonna both report. We have reporting to do and experiment.
I'm looking forward to it, everybody.
Well, you sound
I'm
like you're
find out
how we ruined a good piece of salmon. Now, here's what I would suggest.
That's how it's
going to
be.
No, it won't be. You got it. Beth will know, too. She's going to say, oh, Kim, you're so silly. But here's what you need to do. You need to conduct two experiments. You need to learn from the first one.
You're still going to do it. I'm still going
to
do it.
Right. So, I mean, but my point is you don't need to throw a big slab of salmon in there. You can do it with, you know, a little bit of salmon. And that way leave your...
I've, leave,
Okay. All right.
Yes, I am.
All right. All right. So
I am exactly going to do that.
Got it. All right.
And I know just how I'm going to do it.
Got it.
So you have a wonderful weekend.
Is that it?
Are you there?
Yeah, is that all you're going to say? You're supposed to finish the thought.
No, I was just going to say have a wonderful weekend and good luck with your crock pot tonight or tomorrow.
All right.
Or Sunday.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. So,
all right, this is a great show today. Thank you.
No, tell Bob I said hi and have a good weekend yourself.
Thank you very much.
There you
have it. And also tell my other goddaughter, Colleen, that Nora's my goddaughter, too.
Okay.
Tell her to keep those tips.
she loves her tips. She goes down there. She's fired up. She likes working. And so it's kind of funny. Kind of funny. If she was still in Grand Forks, she'd be you're not in business anymore.
She'd be working at the restaurant I used to own is where she'd be. And I'd train her myself.
There you have it. Well, all she has to do is learn how to write stuff down and be thoughtful and use a little bit of that personality because she's got a bunch of it.
Oh, God. Both your boys were great. John was as good a server as I ever had worked with me.
But Colleen's got more personality than both those two meatheads put together.
Why do I believe you?
Because it's true. And I love them. I love them. And I even like them. But,
I know you do.
Yeah. Colleen, buy and sell both those two jabronis in a heartbeat. So, anyway. All right. Have a good one.
You made my weekend.
There you go.
Take care.
There you have it. The one and only. Palmerine Radio Head Chef. Going to conduct, I don't know. I'd be curious. And so here's a task for everybody. Go ahead and conduct your own little experiment. It's pretty funny. The chef just straightened out his phone, so now I can actually see him. Yeah, he needs to trim his nose hairs. Holy smokes, man! He's got like a Sequoia National Forest in his nostrils. What the hell? And he's still listening. And he's still listening, too. Yeah! What's up with those nostrils? Anyway. Too funny. All right. Yeah, no, everybody can help, too. So go ahead and conduct your own little experiment. I'm curious. I think you can make salmon and shrimp, right? Shrimps and gumbo, right? If you can put shrimp in gumbo, you can put it in crock pot. That's what I'm thinking. All right, don't forget, on Monday, Brigadier General Dell Alford's going to talk to us about things in Afghanistan. How's it going? So we'll get an update on that. Don't miss that. Alex Hollings will join us. Remember, download the 3 goals and the 8 commandments of post-traumatic winning. Down to your phone, forget about it, and I promise you, in short order, you'll change somebody's life. And that's what this song is about. Helping people to live the high life. Helping us as a culture help each other live the high life. So do that. That's an order. On a Friday, have a great weekend. If you can, change somebody else's life. On a Friday, don't touch that dial. Again, in the first hour, you'll hear about me heading up to hang out with RCT7. I was a member of that group years ago, so it was a huge privilege to go back there yesterday. I want to thank Colonel Ellison and Sergeant Major Pompos for having me, and the graciousness of the sergeants of the regiment listening to post-traumatic winning and hopefully taking it on board and make it a part of their own. So it's a privilege to be there yesterday. So talk about that. And we do a little bit of news in the first hour. And we also, I also wind up talking about my daughter, the wonderful Colleen Maureen McNamara. Yeah, 15 years old, got a part-time job and learning how to drive. So on a Friday, have a great weekend. Change somebody's life if you have the opportunity to. All Marine Radio, over and out.